Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Darmalars begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. The Darmalars podcast begins now.
Jiggling that cord around.
Settling in.
Yeah. All right. Well, settle in. Settle in. Sit back. Get ready. We're going to have a...
Do you want to turn on a voice memo to just record your side?
No.
I mean, for you.
I know, for you. So you have a track.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
I've never had a track before. That's track 3 on my album.
track with you before. Was that Edwin Collins?
Oh boy. Well, the important thing, Ryan, is when you look back and you never had a track with someone, that's when they were carrying you. You have to remember that, you know, in life.
One set of tracks, is that one, like from the Disney Pixar vehicles movie?
Yeah. One set of tracks. But yeah,
we should probably start this shit.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking that I wanted to defer to you because this is like...
Well, we never really had an intro per se.
Our intro was basically this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would do that. We would say our name.
Well, I mean, you would say your something, Ben. You would give an adjective.
Sometimes,
but
yeah.
I've already thought about it, and I've already given my adjective for my name. So
well, go for
if
it,
you
want
to introduce yourself, I will introduce myself.
Okay, well, I'm going to say this. Hello, everyone. This is Boisterous Ben.
And this is Modern Reference Ralph.
That's a modern reference.
And
this is, well, I mean, I guess if we're recording together, though, what does that make us?
The Darmalars?
The Darmalars, right?
Yeah.
Here we are.
Even though this is probably more of a Lars episode.
I would say there's not going to be much that would be Darmalars from this point forward.
And I already thought of a title of the episode.
Oh, wow. You're just doing all the homework.
Yeah. I was thinking of calling it A Dinosaur Story.
A Dinosaur Story?
Yeah. We're back. I saw Avengers today.
Yes.
Which you didn't see.
I didn't see.
Avengers Infinity War.
That's right.
And that's how modern this reference is.
That shows
someone's going to listen to this in like 3 years and be like, what are they fucking talking about modern references? There's one thing I want to say since you haven't seen it.
Yes. It's a major spoiler.
It's something that I need someone to keep an eye out for.
Okay.
Because in the end credits it says, Arrested Development characters... Courtesy of 20th Century Fox.
Huh.
And I don't know what it is, but I'm hoping in Doctor Strange's, the Inner Sanctum?
Uh-huh. The Sanctum Supreme? No.
Yeah, I'm hoping on the wall there's a photo of the Magician's Alliance.
That would be cool. But Tony Wonder. Well, yeah, I'll keep an eye out for that. I'll keep an eye out for Arrested Development characters. Maybe Tobias as a blue man is is hanging out with Drax at one point. Like
maybe
that would be another way to go with that.
You wouldn't notice.
You're Gangi. One of the villains is Gangi from the horror film.
Yeah. So like this is like I said, this probably isn't a Darmalars episode because there's not really been a lot of Lost news. I'd mentioned to you guys before there is a Lost concert coming up in September in Los Angeles.
Is it at the Bowl?
No, it's like some Ford theater thing. And
uh-huh. Is it like an orchestra?
I mean, it's not like I took notes. It's like my levels of knowledge are still the same when it comes to Lost. No, but it's like there's like back row seats left and it's uh-huh. like $94 a ticket.
Yeah,
I'm like
too rich for my blood.
I'm like, I have like a bunch of CDs, so.
can I buy CDs for a ticket?
I'll imagine. But maybe we can track down Carlton and Damon and see if I can't scrounge up a couple tickets.
No, that would be fun. But so we don't have anything particularly newsworthy about Lost to talk about right now.
No.
So we'll talk about pop culture, our lives, bullshit.
And yeah,
then we'll be on track.
Perfect.
We'll have a track. Now we'll finally have a track.
Yeah. So you haven't seen Avengers. What else?
Well, we were talking to Wright about that, and just he was saying he hasn't seen a lot of the Marvel movies, or there's certain ones that are missing. And I was saying, he said that probably you'll get a lot of it from context, and I think that's probably true, right?
Probably.
But there's certain ones that I think you would have to have seen.
Well, I mean, we watched Spider-Man Homecoming last night.
Uh-huh.
We hadn't seen it before. That was the only one we hadn't seen, so we watched that. It's a good movie.
It is.
And in that movie, spoiler to Ryan, there's a reference to Tony and Pepper getting married. And so that's referenced at the very beginning
of
Infinity War.
Okay.
So, I mean,
so that's
it didn't matter.
If you see Tony and Pepper getting married, you're not going to say, "Oh my god, no one mentioned that they might do this." Like they
yeah.
I'm without foundation here. But I liked Homecoming. I liked that one a lot. Yeah. I was watching it this morning, actually.
Oh, cool.
I guess I'm 8 hours behind you on that if you watched it last night.
Is that the only one you haven't seen?
I know. I think the only ones I haven't seen are Thor 2 and 3 and Iron Man 3.
I told Ryan, I said, get through Thor 2, I guess. It's shitty. Like, Thor 1, I like the first half. Thor 2, I like the second half.
Uh-huh.
So if they could be one movie, that'd be great.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't really matter. Uh-huh. But Thor 3 is so fucking good.
God, I'm an idiot. In my head right now, as I was calling it Thor 3, I was like, I've never seen Thor 3. But I've seen Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah. That's just great. One.
I've watched that like 4 times.
But you haven't seen Thor The Dark World.
I have not seen Thor The Dark
World.
Yeah,
which isn't, yeah.
But Ragnarok is amazing.
Yeah,
it's
Ryan,
super funny.
I would say you could see Ragnarok without
any context. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They explain enough of what's going on. Like, this is my
essentially,
brother.
Natalie Portman moved to Oregon or some shit. I don't remember.
And someone gives him pity for it. Some random on the street.
See it, Ryan. See Thor 3, a.k.a.
It's called Thor 3.
Taika Waititi.
Directs.
Yeah, the director of Eagle vs. Shark.
And and What We Do in the Shadows?
What We Do in the Shadows.
Have you
Ryan,
seen that?
Come on, dude. Okay. I've been bugging Ryan for about 2 years to see What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, and he hasn't seen it yet?
It got to the point where I gifted it to him via email.
That's all you can do, really. That's the closest you can lead the horse to that particular water.
I mean,
it's funny.
You're going to like it. And they're making a sequel.
Or a series? Also a series, I heard.
Is it a series?
Oh, no, I know.
The movie
is
Werewolves, right?
The sequel is Werewolves with presumably Rhys Darby.
Yeah. He's the leader of the werewolves. Dude, you got to see that movie. Stick
it
in your queue if that's still a thing.
It was on Hulu when I saw it.
It was on what?
Hulu when I saw it.
It's on like Hulu. It's on like Amazon Prime. It's everywhere. Yeah, yeah.
Ryan's saying it's hard for him to watch movies. Yeah, here, take the mic.
Nobody wants to hear me.
Correct. Give it back to Ben.
No, but it's so development in my life. I'm married and have a kid, which is awesome. But having a kid, especially as young as the one we have, who is 3. It's hard to see feature films in the theater, so I haven't seen like.
I didn't gift you a Fandango ticket, though.
Yeah, but I mean, by the time bedtime and bath time rolls around or anything, uh-huh. It's like, okay, I've got 45 minutes before I have to be in bed. So I mean, it's so generous and it's so nice that you gifted it to me, and it means
you could probably watch it sexually. I don't think it requires a one.
All right, so just okay over the course of a couple
Ben's
minutes.
On, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
sexually.
But it was generous, and I'm not a good friend for not mm-hmm, having
yeah.
redeemed
mm-hmm.
your gift. I'm
totally.
Very sorry.
No, but watch it. I just want you to watch it because it's amazing.
I'm glad the one time I get the microphone in like 10 years, it's to get shit on for not seeing a movie. And but no, I am a bad friend.
Yeah.
Although I am engineering and producing your podcast, which that's
yeah.
worth something,
yeah,
right?
That's fine.
Okay, here's Ben.
All right.
But what have you done for me lately?
This is the first time that we've done a Darmalars episode where I worked at Disneyland.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Because what had happened was, is I worked at Disneyland, and then I quit Disneyland. And for a year, I just wrote.
Yeah.
And that's when I started listening to podcasts.
Because you're having something to do while you're writing.
Yeah, and then Craig and Dylan left, and then
and that's when
we started this up. And then, yeah, so
how funny.
I'm back
so,
there. But working third shift.
So are you, like, exhausted all the time, or?
No, not really. I called in last night.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, I did call in last night. Yeah, I'm the boss, California. That's only
that's a t-shirt reference.
It's a t-shirt reference, but only for like
thing.
People. I've only seen that shirt at Disneyland. I'm the boss, California.
Really?
I think I don't know
that it's a so
Budweiser. I've seen everywhere.
For those of you not in the know, it's a souvenir t-shirt with a duck. He's walking around. He's got a little bit of attitude, and the caption indicates that he's the boss.
Says,
yeah, and then it will say where it's from. Like, I'm the boss, Pismo Beach,
California.
So that's interesting. For the window in your life where you weren't working at Disney, was the totality of the Darmalars existed in that window?
Yeah.
So, but now there's overlap. Now there's both.
Yeah.
Is it
going to be a lot of both? Is it going to be a lot of Darmalars? Probably. We're not sure. Right now.
We're definitely
the idea was
right.
Let's do a Darmalars annual.
Annual, one a year. Yeah.
So either on, I was thinking like August 15th.
For flight 815.
815 or September 21st
for the date the plane
premiere
crashed.
And the plane crash.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
And our show every year will just be plane still crashed.
Yeah. There's nothing new.
Bye guys.
I mean.
See you next year.
I had a chat with Jay. Not too long ago from the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. They're still doing that.
And we
talked about...
They're still doing the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Wow. And they have other podcasts going.
Yeah, yeah. And we talked about what a reboot of Lost would be. That was kind of fun.
Yeah. Would
you be interested in seeing a Lost reboot?
A Lost reboot? Like...
I mean, in the sense where they bring it back... And clearly it would have to center around the island.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't have to be the same characters.
So are we talking more like another story set in the same universe?
After Lost. After MASH.
After Lost.
I don't know. Like, I think I would be okay with it. You watched Heroes, right?
I watched some of Heroes, and then I gave up on it. I did watch the reboot.
Didn't they come back?
They did, yeah, and I didn't watch that. But
What about Roseanne?
That one, I chose not to watch the modern reference, Roseanne. I chose not to watch that because just before it came out, someone was watching like an old Roseanne episode.
Uh-huh.
And I looked and I thought, I remember how much that show just really brings me down. Like, it's such a bummer all the time. Like, yes, I remember it making me laugh, but the things that happen to them are just always so terrible that I thought, no, I don't think I need to watch the new one. And so I haven't yet. But I'm not against the concept of a reboot.
Hmm.
I mean, yeah, that would be fun.
Lost? I think I'd be okay with Lost.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean,
stories they can tell. They set themselves up with this huge, the mythology of the island and everything. There's a thousand years that they could put a story
in. What's fucking nuts is that I still hear the ending of Lost as a reference in newer stuff.
Uh-huh.
It always seems to be like a complaint. I don't think we had a problem with the ending of Lost.
No, I don't think I did, no.
But it's like, but still,
it's panned. It's been pretty poor. Like, a lot of people don't like it.
Yeah, but it's like a inside joke or a joke or a reference.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Like doing a reboot.
Right. Would they have to like overcome that?
It would. Would it be all over again? The cycle would like come back and just be like, now people are going to be, not enough answers.
Right. They would definitely would. Yeah, that would absolutely happen.
Because I don't know.
But
I've rewatched Lost. How many times have you rewatched Lost since it?
You know what? Not a lot.
I think I've watched it like twice.
I get into this thing, and I do this with a lot of stuff, which is I'll have the intention of rewatching it,
uh-huh.
and then sometime around season three, it'll fall apart. And then the next time I get the intention, I start again at season one. So, like, I'll have seen season one three times.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've seen the finale more than once since, like, it aired.
Hmm.
But I do want to watch it. I just haven't got around to it yet. I mean, I wouldn't say.
I mean, you definitely would once if they were to announce a reboot.
Yes, I would want to get. Caught up or refamiliarize myself. Yeah. But that doesn't change my opinion of the series itself. I still think it's a good television series.
Yeah.
I just haven't personally rewatched it. Which, on the opposite end, I've watched The Office all the way through, like, no less than 8 times, 9 times.
Huh.
Maybe it's because it's way easier to put on The Office.
Yeah. Yeah. You but, I mean, like, with the what we do in the shadows, you don't have to watch the whole thing in one sitting.
That's true. I could watch like a segment of Lost.
A half hour. Yeah.
But I have kind of a similar situation with Ryan, where I don't have like as much time as I did. Like, I went back and listened to some of the old Darmalars episodes.
Uh-huh.
I was like, holy shit. I had so much like opinions on entertainment and time to like go. Like, we would go and see a movie that weekend just because it was the weekend. Like,
yeah.
Not even if it was like a movie we liked or.
I've seen a lot of movies lately, which is unusual. It was like I saw what did I just see? Infinity War, and then last weekend I saw Super Troopers, and then the week before that was fucking some other thing. I don't remember. But then before that it was like Last Jedi.
Uh huh. So that's
like pretty, there's like a good like
a good
2
gap.
Months of no movies.
Yeah.
And Super Troopers 2 is good.
Yeah? I want to see that. I'm going to go check it out, I swear.
What was that other movie? It doesn't matter.
We should make a plan to watch at least one movie in common before the next show so we have like one movie to talk about.
Solo.
Yeah, we'll definitely see Solo, that's for sure. Yeah. I mean, we both saw The Last Jedi.
Yeah, yeah. Are you one of the people that loved it or one of the people that hated it?
I loved it.
Yeah, I'm in the middle. Yeah. I liked anything that having to do with the Force, with Luke, Rey, and Kylo Ren, I loved.
Agreed.
The introduction of Rose kind of was irritating.
Okay.
Because I think that introducing her creates a B storyline, and you also have Poe Dameron, which now creates a C storyline.
Okay,
and
yeah.
It's like, don't introduce Rose. Have Finn and Poe go on this unnecessary venture to the casino planet.
And then that ties up Poe to the other storyline.
Yeah. So okay. You just have, there's too many storylines.
Okay.
And I didn't really care for Rose at all.
Ryan says Poe's storyline is better for Poe.
Yeah. But I mean, all that Luke shit totally overshadows the stuff I didn't like.
Right. There were definitely parts of like the casino heist, and maybe even the main plot of them being chased, the way they're being chased. There were parts of that that I didn't necessarily accept 100%, but the rest of the, like you said, the Force stuff was enough that I really dug that movie.
Yeah.
Some of the complaints that I've seen people have about it are just asinine.
Oh, yeah?
Normally I don't do this, but that just makes me like it more because, you know, if you're going to have a dumb complaint about it, then apparently my super mature reaction is to be like, well, in that case, I like it since you're dumb. I don't normally do that. I don't normally like try to have my opinion be just because I want to be contrary, but just some of the shit people have said is stupid.
Yeah. So I try not to let it get to me anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
that's smart.
Like, my opinions since like our last episode have probably changed. Like, I don't see as many movies, but I also don't care
right
about what other people think about it.
Okay.
You know, like people were talking about Star Wars and it's coming out. And, oh, it's so awesome. It's the greatest movie ever. And then it came out and everyone's like, oh, this is a piece of shit. They need to strike it from canon. And
right. Yeah.
A petition
to remove it from canon. It's bizarre.
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I thought the movie was fine.
Well, that's smart. I mean, that's the right way to be. Ryan says people hated Empire when it came out. Yeah. One of my things I was thinking about is I watched Return of the Jedi yesterday.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah. Instead of going to Avengers, and like people will complain about whatever thing they pick out. Let's say it's where Luke milks that weird alien cow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, that's disgusting, or that shouldn't be in Star Wars. But man, there was a weird frog thing that eats something outside of Jabba's palace and then burps.
Yeah.
Like. That is in that kind of weird shit is baked into Star Wars, like.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there were like Ryan said there were people complained about Empire. I bet people did, you know.
Yeah.
I bet people complained about all the Ewoks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't that supposed to be a thing? Like, if you're like a little bit older than us, that I think is where the cutoff is. I think we're on the other side of that cutoff. Is that I never had a problem with the Ewoks.
Yeah.
And I guess it's because it's too cutesy-cutesy or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I feel the same way you do, though, like when you say that people hate something and then it just makes me like it more. Like, I 100% still like Jar Jar. And I don't know. I mean, Jesus Christ. I was going to say, I don't know if it's ironically, but fucking don't. I still can't figure it out.
It's never been a thing. You're always going to know what irony is. I don't care.
I just don't care.
If you're going to hate on Jar Jar, then I'm going to love him even more.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand by your man, dude. Stand by your Jar Jar Binks.
Excuse me is still my text tone. So I don't have any problem with that. And what's funny is while watching Infinity War, there's so much, Thanos is CG.
Yes.
And I'm like, it's because of Jar Jar.
Right.
Like, people complain about, like, Steppenwolf in Justice. Like, oh, he's another CG villain. And I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of CG characters in this movie. And it's like, Jar Jar was the first.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I guess Stained Glass Man. Sorry, Ryan.
Stained Glass Man
from... I could see your
young
eyes
Robin Hood?
Wait, shooting no, young, into young my Sherlock soul. Stained Glass Man. From Sherlock Holmes.
Goodness. Well, or the Velociraptors, right? Or...
Sure.
But those aren't characters.
Yeah, yeah. Stained Glass Man is a character.
Right.
Right? The owl from
He's
Lavin.
Quite a character. He's a man about town. A Stained Glass Man about town.
So, like, okay, so it was Ryan's birthday a couple days ago.
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ryan. And we recorded our first quote. It was a Scott and Steve episode at the time, and then Craig...
But it was still the first time we recorded.
Yeah, and then Craig said, we're going to be doing a show, too. And I'm like, oh, okay.
And that was on Ryan's birthday, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it was on his actual birthday, but we recorded and then went to El Cholo and got some margaritas.
And took a picture next to a hot rod. That's true.
But yeah, that was... 2006.
Holy cow.
It's 12 years ago.
Well, now that you say that it was 12 years ago, that's a really modern reference. You've made this as modern as it can be.
Yeah. And it's, 2006. April 26, 2006.
Holy cow.
Was, I think, if you look at the file, it still has that creation date. Speaking of files.
Yes.
This is something else that's happened.
Okay.
This happened while we're still doing the show the first time around. Was we had hosted our files with a company called SwitchPod. Jay hooked us up. It was free file hosting.
Okay.
They went under.
Right.
And all of our episodes went with it.
Just disappeared.
Just disappeared off the internet. And so we got the Libsyn account. And from that point started uploading our episodes there. So we only had something like maybe 20 or 15 episodes available
through
on the internet this whole time.
Right.
The hard drive that had exactly 100 files, 100 Darmalar's files on it, was broken.
Physically broken.
Physically broken. The little connector that you stick the firewire into,
right.
It's probably a USB, like the small USB, that thing snapped.
Oof.
And I went and took it to, like, the Geek Squad, and they're like, oh, it's going to be, like, $96 just to...
Just to, like, get the files?
Just to, like, see if they can fix it.
Oh, to try to
and
fix
I'm
the
like,
port.
And I'm like, I could go to a Lost concert for that. But, so...
It's not $2 for the trolley.
So I'm like, it's just this thing.
Right.
And the hard drive
files
was sitting
are inside
there.
The computer.
It was sitting there the whole time. And I'm like, man, I really wish they were just there. So this is how I got the files back onto the computer. I opened up the hard drive. I took off the casing, set the hard drive down, plugged it in, grabbed a pencil with an eraser, and held down the connector, the little thing that fits into the female end was split.
Okay.
So it wouldn't hold the wire that you're sticking in. The
okay. Line. Okay. But with the pencil, you push it down so it's grabbing
it.
So
I pushed it down so it's grabbing it.
And... just held it the whole time, like
it's for 100 files. It took 45 minutes.
And just sitting there with a pencil,
holding it,
sweating,
like hand shaking.
Because you know,
pushing it down.
If you don't get it, you're gonna have to do it again.
Yeah,
that's gonna be another 45 minutes.
Yeah,
And you can screw up the hard drive forever. So, wow, that's like,
so
you had your finger in the dike.
And then I had...
Hey, man, the way I said it was okay. You're the one who giggled.
And then my computer doesn't exactly really have the most amount of room. Because right now we're recording on the same computer I got back in 1997 or 2007.
Wow.
Yeah, this is an old computer.
It's been around the block.
Once I got those files, I'm like, awesome.
Now you've got it.
Like we got it. And now I'm like, okay, I could start uploading them to Libsyn. But I think we have like 250 megabytes per month.
And you use that for your shows.
Yeah. And it's like I can only fit so many. I would get about maybe 3 or 4 Dharmalars episodes. There's a lot of our episodes that were like 80 megabytes.
Mm-hmm.
They were like huge.
That's
so I like took those. I'd have to take them, put them into GarageBand, scale them down, and then throw them up because we had like AAC. Like if you listen to them, you could skip to the next chapter.
Right.
You can't do that anymore. It's just the MP3 now.
Okay.
But
it takes up less space.
It took forever, and it was getting to the point where I'm like coming down to the home stretch, and I'm like, we have about 40 left. I just want to get them up there. And so I created the Patreon page. People were contributing to that. And then I was able to up the juice.
So you had enough room to put more at a time.
And so, because it's like $15 a month. And so I upped it to, I think it was like $40 a month. Uh-huh. I only did that for 2 months. And I got all of them up. Everything's up. The only thing we don't have is there are some episodes that Jimmy did on his own.
Okay.
That were the Lost Score weekly, Dharmalar's Lost Score Revisited.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have those files.
They weren't on the hard drive.
So.
Well, probably he, like, emailed them to you. You saved them. You put them on the
I don't know if
the thing and then deleted it because it was already.
Is there Dropbox? Oh. We're using what were those? What was that? Not FTP. What's the thing? FTP? Yeah. I don't know how we're getting. I think it actually got to the point where we just gave him the username and password.
And he just uploaded
it. Uploaded them.
Yeah. Well, then he might have them.
He might have them. So I'm going to have to get in touch with Jimmy.
Well, that's great. Like, good work. Like, a lot of hard work on your part to archive the
it's
show.
It's crazy, too. And the thing is, I only had to drop the files into blog posts.
Uh-huh.
And it did the rest for it. But I changed the blog. I stopped using the Blogspot because it was a pain in the ass.
Right.
Because it's Blogspot.
Yeah.
So I transferred everything over to WordPress and reacquired Dharmalars.net.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Had Dharmalars.net for about 2 or 3 months.
Wow.
I also did that with the Patreon supporters. So you're one, too.
I am a Patreon supporter.
And then...
I asked Ralph. I was like, hey, can I give you some... You do all this work. Is there any way I can, like, contribute? Like... I appreciate that these shows are coming up. I like listening to our old shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, just join the Patreon. So, okay.
Yeah. It's like $2 a month.
It was easy.
You get all kinds of shit. It's awesome.
I would have given you $3. So, sucker.
I think someone gives us $3.
Oh, no, I meant like total.
Everything's up. And then this is up. Speaking of Jimmy.
Yeah.
We're going to throw it to Jimmy.
We might, right?
Yeah, let's throw it to Jimmy.
Take it away, Seattle Jimmy.
Hello, everybody. It's James in Seattle. There are rumors afoot. Word on the street is that the Dharmalars are getting back together. A reunion? A project? A gab fest? Total shit show? Who knows? But apparently, it might be once or twice a year. I'm going to listen to the official announcement. I mean, I'm honestly in the dark as much as anybody else. But I'm very looking forward to it. Whatever the shape of this will be, it'll be great to catch up and listen to some of my old friends. It's been nearly a decade, and my God, things have changed. So in the interim, you can find the old music shows the Rip Dip Podcast on Twitter, that's at Rip Dip Podcast, or the Ripples Dip Podcast on iTunes. That's where I've been for around about the last decade. I'll see you and some of the old crew pretty soon. Take care.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Timmy. So, Ralph, I was saying during the break that, as they say, that you have not seen an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
No, I mean, when we did Dharma Lars, I never really watched a lot of TV to begin
with.
No,
you didn't. You watched, like, I know you probably, I know you watched, like, Flash, right? You watched, like, the DC shows.
Yeah, I stopped about halfway through this season.
Of Flash?
Of all of those.
Of all
of
them?
It was every day, it's
like, too much.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I only have two cats. I don't have children like you guys. But
right, but even so, it doesn't
tough,
mean you have,
like, watching.
It doesn't mean you can watch 30 shows a week.
Yeah, and if you fall behind a week, that's already.
Now you have to watch 2 hours.
It's already 5 hours of shows, and it's like, no.
So, but do you still watch Arrow? Because that one you saw
no,
from the beginning.
None of them.
Gave up on all of them.
All of them. Legends of Tomorrow and the, what's the other one?
Black Canary?
Flash. Flash, Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl.
There you go. Supergirl.
And then they did Black Lightning. I didn't watch that. But, yeah, I really watched, I think right now, we're watching Superstore, modern reference, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and Last Man on Earth, which
see, and
I fucking love Last
I started
Man
both
Earth.
Of those. I started Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I started Last Man, but I gave up on both of them. Not for any particular reason. Not like I gave out of spite or I thought they weren't doing well, but... You know, it just didn't make the cut, I guess.
Huh. Maybe I'll gift it to you. Oh, wait.
That doesn't work.
I will get it.
As you know, that doesn't work.
They're just tormenting you. The Last Man on Earth, because I don't watch Walking Dead. I just stopped after the first season because I just don't give a shit.
Uh-huh.
But, which is weird because I read like 11 of the graphic novels.
Right.
The show came out. I watched the first season.
And
I'm
like,
fuck
done.
This show. Fuck the graphic novels.
it's a different thing.
Yeah.
It's a totally different medium.
But it made me not want to read the comics.
If it was, it gave you bad feedback.
Yeah.
I have not watched Walking Dead in a long time. I have been watching. I still consider myself to watch it, even though I'm like a year and a half behind.
But I think Last Man on Earth is the Walking Dead, but comedy and only a half hour.
Ah, well, that sounds...
It's a lot of the same. I think it's a lot of the same shit.
Yeah.
People surviving, but it's... I think it might be best to binge.
Well, I think I have that availability now. Like, I watched like the first season or so. I think Will Forte is obviously hilarious.
Yeah, he just recently. So you've probably seen the show where he shaved half his head, mustache down to his beard.
Yeah,
and it finally grew back, and then he did it again.
The same side,
like, dude. Yeah,
and that's real. That's not like a wig or an appliance, right?
Yeah,
he doesn't walk around like that. That's funny.
Yeah,
I think you know, anyone that's like into comedy would probably do that kind of thing for comedy.
Yeah,
as a gag, as a bit.
It might be my favorite show right now.
Oh, all right.
So if you get a chance, I would say watch that.
Did you watch Legend? I mean Legion. I mean Legion.
No.
No, okay.
I'm like, fucking Tom Cruise?
Did you watch
I did
that?
Watch. I did watch Legend in the last 10 years for the first time. I didn't care for it.
Okay. I'm glad we brought it. I'm glad I brought it
up.
Like,
fucking, it was like, dude, like, you're going to burn down the 007 stage for this piece of shit?
Is that was the consequence? That's
yeah. But I've been watching Aliens.
What?
It was Alien Day, apparently, recently.
Dude, those movies are great.
And
did you watch Stranger Things? How about that?
I watched the first season, didn't care for the ending of it.
Okay.
I told Stevie, go ahead and watch season two without me. I don't think she has.
Okay.
That's just...
What made me think about that as you're talking about Aliens, I think that season one of Stranger Things is like Alien,
uh-huh.
and season two was like Aliens, simply for the fact that there was like one creature in the first one, and then multiple creatures in the second one. But it sort of tracks.
That's cool. Sean Bean's in it. No.
Sean Astin's in it, yeah.
I was thinking of Michael Biehn because you were talking about Aliens. I'm like,
yeah, see?
What happened to Michael Biehn? And then I wanted to say Sean Astin. I said Sean Biehn.
Sean Biehn driving around.
I don't watch his show, Game of Thrones, either.
You don't watch Game of Thrones?
No. Nah. He's on that show, right?
I
know.
Well,
I know.
Yikes.
It's Sean Biehn.
It's Sean.
Of course
he's not
gonna.
It's not a spoiler to say that Sean Bean's character... bites
yeah,
it.
Seriously. Like in the last 12 years, Sean Bean still fucking can't make it through shit.
Sean, if you saw a casting notice that Sean Bean was cast in something, that would be the spoiler.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert: Sean Bean is going to be in this movie.
Yeah, no other TV shows, really. I'm not watching anything right now. That's it. That's all.
Yeah, I watch all kinds of shit. I watch competition shows, you know, like Ink Master, RuPaul's Drag Race, Top Chef, all that stuff.
Next Top Model still?
No, I don't watch that one. And I don't watch Project Runway anymore, if that's even still
on. Oh, that's the one you were watching.
Yeah, I did watch Project Runway.
That's what I meant.
The Legion was great, and that's back now. Westworld was great, and that's back now.
That's Damon, right?
No,
it's JJ. JJ, like I know him. Fucking JJ.
Yeah, that's, you guys are on a first initial basis.
Yeah, JJ Abrams did that. The Leftovers is the one Damon Lindelof did, which I didn't watch.
I didn't watch that one either.
But I think now that it's like complete, I would go and watch it. I haven't watched HBO in a while. I want to watch Curb. I haven't seen the new season of Curb.
Me neither, yeah.
And then Barry.
Barry.
Yeah, I want to see Barry.
With Bill Hader.
There's a new season of Silicon Valley, right?
Yeah, that just came out a couple weeks ago.
So it's going to be one of those things where I resubscribe and then, you know, watch all of those in one sitting.
Get in, get out.
Yeah, I missed Last Week Tonight. I feel like, would I go back and listen to or watch old episodes, I guess?
It would be like watching old episodes of The Daily Show, which yeah. I think someone would probably do. Would you, Ryan, you'd probably watch old episodes. Of the, yeah. He did. Here, Ryan, talk about The Daily Show.
Craig Kilborn.
I'm going to talk about Last Week Tonight, which is what I want to talk about. But yeah, we went back and after we were watching the current ones, we went back and watched previous seasons because it's like a third of it is current events, but then like two thirds of it is, you know, a deep dive on a topic, and it's not like the topic is necessarily expired, like, you know, the refugee crisis someplace, or I don't know.
That all ended.
Yeah. No. So, I think it's worthwhile to go back and watch Last Week Tonight, at least it was for me.
Okay. I could do that. That shouldn't be a problem. On your recommendation, I promise I will do that.
Oh, wow. That's a promise. Lock that down.
Now he's getting upset.
Okay, so Marvel movies.
Marvel movies.
I've been digging it. They're obviously knocking it out of the park. They don't need me to say that I'm liking it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any DC movies. Like I haven't seen Superman versus Batman. I haven't seen Justice League. I haven't seen Wonder Woman.
Huh. Suicide Squad.
I saw Suicide Squad and I liked Suicide Squad.
I like Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that was good.
Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Ryan wants to know what you liked about
Suicide
Squad.
What did I like about Suicide Squad?
Is it mostly just the fact that you get to see these comic book characters, like, for reals?
Yeah. That's
like, it's not so much what they're doing, because they're always just going to be fighting
something
blank
or each other.
And winning or whatever. Right. Yeah.
But it's just it's to see the execution, like, to see what it's like if that person walks around.
Yeah.
But also, like, Suicide Squad, I thought it got a good sense of humor.
Captain Boomerang is in a movie.
Yeah, that's
okay,
bizarre.
Cool. I'll see that. Yeah, it's I like Suicide Squad. I like Batman v Superman a lot. If you're gonna see it, watch the fucking 3.5 hour whatever extended
cut. Director's extended
cut. It's a lot
cut
better. It seems to go faster than the other cut.
That's funny.
Which
is
like an hour shorter, 45 minutes or whatever. Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, but I sort of get it. Like, I can see where that would happen.
Affleck's my favorite Batman.
Batfleck. Wow.
So fucking good.
He was the bomb in Phantoms, is what I hear. So Affleck as Batman is good for you.
Yeah.
Better
it's
than
really
Keaton.
Good. Affleck is like what I read in the comics now.
Uh-huh. I see you're reading a bunch of comics?
No.
Some?
Dude, I'm like a year behind on Green Lantern.
Oh wow, that's the bellwether. That's the metric.
Yeah, it's kind of rough. It's like just fucking time. It's so weird.
It is. It's super weird.
I leave for work at 10:30 at night.
Okay.
I work until 8 in the morning. I come home, sleep. Wake up at around 4 or 5. Stevie comes home, have dinner, watch whatever you can, and then
you're off to work.
Off to work.
So. You don't have like that hard of a commute on the way to work, I'm guessing.
No, the traffic's actually pretty easy. I'm going. I don't know if you'd say upstream or downstream or pick a whole different
metaphor.
Metaphor altogether. I go against
traffic on the way.
The norm. What people do. So yeah, it's like a 13-minute commute.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
Nah, No. Or interesting.
I used to work... What's that?
No, I said, or interesting.
I've had a couple of different shifts. Like, I did the 5 to 1:30 shift for a while.
Okay.
And that's kind of like... It was... The way it worked for me is you get up, you do a whole day of work, and then you go home, and it's like you also have like a whole day off, basically. Yeah. Because I don't need to get to bed until like, I don't know, 11 o'clock or so when I was doing a shift like that.
Yeah.
But I was a lot younger then. I don't know if I could get away with that little sleep now.
For me, it's kind of rough because like I work on my Friday shift is Saturday night, which starts at 11:30, which means I'm working into Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
And today is Sunday. It's my day off.
Right.
But I would have to sleep until
5
something.
To enjoy your day
so
off.
It's like, oh, that's half of my day off. And then going back on Tuesday night at 11:30,
uh-huh,
somewhere in that time I got to find sleep.
Right.
Before I go to work and be up, you know.
Right, right.
Because I'm not awake my normal work hours on my days off.
No, you try to.
Yeah.
You
I'm not up all night, yeah. Yeah, I sleep at night.
So my brother Zach's a nurse now.
Uh-huh.
And he works the night shift, like 12 hours. And when he's off, he'll go to sleep during the day still. Yeah. Like, he just maintains, like, except for, like, when he wants to go out or whatever. Yeah. But he does a pretty good job maintaining.
For a second, I thought Andy, and I was like, what?
Yeah, no.
I couldn't fathom Andy being a nurse.
That's not his. That's not what he wants to do. But he is going to college for, like, law enforcement or something.
Oh, okay.
That tracks. Yeah, that makes more sense. Dinner.
The plan for this show, originally I wanted to do Darmalar's annual.
Right.
And like I said, 8:15 or 9:21.
I think it's 21. You probably know way better than I do.
And this is essentially an announcement for it, but it's like been we're going to probably with Jimmy's. Great.
We're gonna clock in at about like with the great thing that we already heard from Jimmy. We're gonna clock in it long enough for what you consider as like this is the pre-show for the show.
Yeah, yeah, and but yeah, it's gonna be. I mean, let's do it. Let's. I mean, I'm hoping there's gonna be more Lost news by then.
Right.
If we wait till the 21st, there'll be that concert. I don't know if I'm going or not.
No.
But it might be a thing where, who knows, let's say ABC does announce we're doing a Lost reboot. It's coming blank.
Right.
Like, that will be the bat signal.
Something we could talk
like,
about.
Yeah, let's do it. Especially if there's Lost stuff going on.
Okay, yeah.
And then if not, let's chat. You know, there's always Solo or
right.
Ant-Man
and the Wasp.
Yeah.
That's going to be... That's Lost centric. The Wasp herself.
It is.
Ryan said he didn't recognize her when he saw Ant-Man.
That's Ben's MO.
Yeah, that's
a different
me.
Haircut. Is
I recognized her, but I guess
turning into Ben Ryan.
Oh, okay? So there's something. I'm not going to remember the story, but there was a good example recently of me totally failing to recognize someone that I should have
again.
Always like. Well, it was dumb of me to bring it up because I know for
well,
sure.
Well, we did watch Spider-Man yesterday, and Stevie said, that guy looks like Donald Glover. And it was Donald Glover.
So she was right.
Does that count? Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. He was great in that.
Yeah.
He had a couple of scenes, but he's supposed to set up Miles Morales being at the MCU.
Yeah, I just found that out today. I got some sort of Wikipedia insight from Ed and the boys.
Uh-huh. About this is this.
Why is Donald Glover this? You know, why is it movie for a minute?
Right. Yeah, and it's because he has a nephew or whatever who is also a Spider-Man.
Yeah, or become a Spider-Man.
Becomes a Spider-Man.
Miles Spider-Man. But there's
and also like in one thing that I like in the Marvel movies is that they can be funny, which uh-huh. I don't think. People maybe didn't see that coming. And uh-huh. that was obviously Thor Ragnarok is a comedy.
Oh, like so good.
So funny. And I think Spider-Man has that too. But you have things like with Deadpool, where it's supposed to be a comedy, but it's also just maybe doesn't play like that.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't play as a comedy just as much as Deadpool is making wisecracks. Mm-hmm. It plays more like a superhero movie.
It's like the opposite of Frank Drebin. He's playing it serious while the weird shit happens
right,
around him.
Right, yeah.
He's the weird shit. And
while all the wackiness.
You didn't see Deadpool? Oh, you don't like it? Ryan doesn't like
Deadpool. Ryan didn't like Deadpool. Is it because of the wackiness factor? Or you just didn't like
it? It's too smarmy.
It just kind of read as so forced and so deliberate and so...
Like, how's that working out for you, like, being clever? Yeah.
And it's sort of like what we were talking about before, because I was expected to think it was funny and like it. Like, it just, nothing seemed like I was not sidelined by, like, oh my gosh, I did not see that joke coming, or I did not see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just seemed very, for something that was supposed to be irreverent and crazy, and no movie has ever done this before, it seemed pretty by the book in terms of the comedy beats and stuff.
It was refreshing that it was rated R and they didn't care.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, and I feel like
I mean, especially
that it's
in the context
funny, right?
of X-Men.
Yeah,
it was like, oh fucking thank God, something different.
And I totally get that. I totally get that. It just wasn't funny in a way that was. For all that I heard about how funny it was, it's like, this is just average funny to me, and the fact that people thought it was so funny makes me not like it, which is, again, a terrible, terrible take.
Which I was just thinking of a modern a reference to when you said that.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even know what it was anymore. But anyway, segue.
Oh, yeah.
What Hot America Summer?
Oh,
how can we not talk about that?
Oh, my gosh.
Two seasons.
There's been so much Wet Hot American Summer content, and like more than we could ever dreamed of, and I watched it all.
Yeah.
And they had classic David Wayne style bits with like time compression that they think he likes to do. Like when they leave camp for just an hour.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. The bit where, who is it, gets shot in the head.
I don't remember.
I want to say it was
Schwartzman.
Anyhow, someone gets shot directly in the head, and they have a bullet hole in the head. And then, as they lay there dying, they spit out their last words to Janine Garofalo. And that's so funny to me. Like, it takes a concept of someone taking a long time to die because it's dramatically necessary for them to get information out, and then it just shows you, like, this is as logical as that. Like,
yeah.
if you get shot in the gut and you take like 5 minutes to die so you can talk, it makes as much sense as getting shot in the head. Wet Hot American Summer. Bring it. Talk about it. Let's talk about it.
I mean, I've seen each season once.
Yes.
The first day of camp is funny because they're all 15 years older.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
playing, I don't know, 60 days younger or whatever. And it's awesome that they were able to get everybody back.
Yes.
I think for the second season, the fact that they couldn't get Bradley Cooper back, I thought was very funny.
Yes, it was.
And... that I, even though it was like beaten to death, I still enjoyed. What do you? DJ Ski Mask. That's right.
I like that when they add characters like the
two people that they put in like older shots or like flashbacks.
Right. Yeah, and just to be like they've been there all along.
It's like, fuck. Like
it's like Nikki and Paolo, right? Like exactly. To bring it back to Lost, and I swear, and I've never found out the answer for this, but I think David Cross was playing a stand-up bass in one episode of Wet Hot American Summer. I've never found out if that's true or not, but there's a dude playing the stand-up bass that looks exactly like David Cross with a big old like salt and pepper beard.
Really?
Yeah, What's that?
In the movie?
No, in like first day of camp. Or
I need to rewatch him.
It was the part where they're throwing a party for Michael Ian Black's character.
Uh-huh.
And that the babysitter put together for him.
Ben. Right?
Was he Ben? No, I thought...
Bradley Cooper
was Ben, yeah. I just listened to Amy Poehler's book, Please, that she wrote. Because I've been listening to audiobooks on my commute, and she nails it. That was super funny.
She nailed her own book.
She said...
You just meant the book in general.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like her narrating her.
Both.
Good job.
It was interesting, though.
I've been listening to... Ian Fleming's James Bond 007.
Who reads that?
Yeah. As read by some dude.
Some British guy.
But it's funny because the British guy, like, sometimes there's dialogue for female characters.
He
pitches up his voice a little
voice,
bit.
Yeah.
And that's
I do that when I read books to my kid.
I've listened to, like, I'm on, like, From Russia with Love, and I've listened to, like, three chapters, and they haven't even introduced James Bond yet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's all about Red Grant.
The James Bond, you got to get to the James Bond quicker in a movie.
I kind of found it compelling.
Yeah.
It made me want the next James Bond movie to have, like, Tom Hiddleston as 007.
Uh-huh.
And then as the movie progresses, like, half hour into it, you realize he's the Spectre agent and he's just 007, not James Bond. So they call Daniel Craig to come kick his ass.
Oh, that would be interesting.
But
yeah.
do it like the whole press conference. This is our new 007.
Right.
And then
Tom Hiddleston.
But then I don't think.
But then Daniel Craig says, fuck that. Yeah. And he shoots up the joint.
Yeah. But he's doing another one.
All right. Well.
Yeah. Ryan's giving us the wrap up signal.
Ryan's saying, wrap it up.
No, that's only for the segue. It's only for the segue. Oh, yeah, Gob, a magician named Gob. Keep an eye out for Infinity War. Find that Arrested Development.
For that
it says
heads up.
Characters.
I'm going to look for it, and I want to say also, through the grapevine, you gave the heads up of the Hardware Wars reference.
Oh, yeah.
In Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Which I was, like, blown away by.
Yeah, I saw it, and I was like,
there's no way.
I'm like, that's not a spaceship. It's an iron. And everyone laughed, oh, it's just an iron. And I'm like,
But wait a minute. When would a spaceship be an iron?
That iron looks familiar.
Oh, my gosh.
And it is a Hardware Wars reference. Ryan Johnson said that.
He confirmed it.
I made a shirt. You see my shirt?
Oh. I haven't listened to the commentary yet.
I have a shirt that says, Salad, Hardware Wars Story. That's pretty dope. I'm going to wear that when I go see Solo.
Ham salad? That's not a thing. You reached too far on that name, guys.
What?
Hardware Wars is—that's a thing. For those of you not in the know, it was a short parody film of Star Wars,
1979, I think.
And Ryan and I were talking about this when we talked about when we were on our way to see The Last Jedi. Is that how did that get distribution? Like at the time in 79,
I read about it. It went into small sort of midnight movie festivals, and it got kind of.
It got picked up, and then it made like.
And then, the way I saw it was, you rented it at the library on VHS.
That's crazy. That's a different scene than now. You know, Ryan says it's on HBO all the time.
Since
it's on YouTube, so check it out.
I just showed Stevie Hardware Wars and Spaceballs for the first time, like within the last month. I'm like, have you been around Spaceballs? Spaceballs, I enjoyed more than I remember enjoying. So
I love Spaceballs.
Bill Pullman's fucking the best.
I would rent Spaceballs. This was like, it's so odd to think of the time before buying a movie, but that existed.
Yeah.
And so I rented Spaceballs from the warehouse. Like
it's got to be good.
At least I want to say like half a dozen times.
Yeah.
Like that would not be a thing. No. Now. It's like, it's hard to understand.
Fuck, they should put that on iTunes.
Spaceballs?
Yeah, no, not Spaceballs. Hardware Wars.
Yeah, they should. It makes some money.
We watched it on Amazon Prime.
Oh, my gosh. I was on Amazon Prime. I was just browsing around, and I saw they have all kinds of, like, educational films on there now. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, they have, like, an hour of, like...
How to get your period, or... Well, I think it's probably not how to. But, like, more like, what to do when.
Meditation.
Or like a scary DMV driver's training films.
But then they also have like commercials from the 50s, commercials from the 60s, like an hour's worth. Yeah, you don't have Amazon Prime, right?
Oh, you do? Check it out, though.
Yeah, look it up. It'll just say like, just type in commercials or instructional films. They're just on there. I haven't watched any.
I haven't either, but I saved a bunch to my list. I stumbled across it. Like I saw a thumbnail for some nun movie starring Kate McCucci. And Aubrey Plaza.
Nun movie?
Yeah, it's some sort of nun movie.
Huh.
It was not Nuns on the Run.
That's the only other movie I could think in that genre.
PG-13 film, Nuns on the Run.
Sister Act.
Sister Act 2, Back to the Nun.
Sound of Music.
That's a nun movie.
Sound of Thunder.
Days of Thunder. Human League. League of Nations. That's a good one. So some
I
sort
can't
of
play that game. I'm no good at that game.
So it's some sort of nun movie, and when I clicked on it to get more info, it was like people who watched this also watched How to Get Your Period. So that was how I stumbled across it. I guess I got lucky.
By the way, How to Get Your Period is a grammar instructional video. It's not
about that's right. That's right. It's followed by How to Get Your Semicolon. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. All right.
All right. So we're here today with a very special announcement. Yeah, that was the
announcement. No, the announcement is...
this is Ben.
We're back.
We're back. We're going to do
the dinosaur story.
Annual show. And look forward to it.
Yeah. Did we ever have a sign-off?
Yeah, we had all kinds of sign-offs. Well,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would say my little thing, and then you and would then have,
I would
like,
pick a line
from
a movie.
Yeah. You don't even have a shelf in here to look at. Although, I do see on Ryan's shelf, he has Star Wars Mad Libs. And I give props to that.
All right.
Goodbye, Ryan.
I
he's
going
to show Ralph some movies to choose a line to go out on.
No, I already have one.
Oh, okay, good. Because you could have done Despicable Me or Despicable Me 2.
No. Birds in Paradise.
Despicable Me 2. Nuns on the Run.
Wait, Birds in Paradise? Are you thinking Nerds in Paradise? Holy shit.
Despicable Me 3. Citizens on Patrol.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay, so thank you for everyone. And
let's stay tuned for the Lost Line. Or
that's right.
The Dharma line. Holy fucking shit.
The Dharma Army checking in on the Dharma line.
Holy shit. And then if you want to contribute to that, I don't know the next time we're going to record one of these, but just send an audio file to dharmalars@gmail.com.
Yes.
Because there's no Dharma line left. That company folded a while ago.
It's too bad because I called in on the Dharma line once and I left a message about a carpet cleaning company and the Armageddon, and I guess it won't be there in the future for Bruce Willis to pick up. 12 Monkeys? The 12 Monkeys little joke? No? No? I remember when we bought 12 Monkeys.
And on DVD?
Yeah. Didn't we watch it and then watch it immediately again in commentary?
We watched the feature-length documentary called The Hamster Factory.
Right, right.
Fucking one of those Terry Gilliam
is like insane.
Hard to make a movie with that guy. There was the whole thing centered around, there's one shot. It was an establishing shot of a room, and in the foreground was an aquarium or habit trail or whatever.
Right, yeah.
And he needed the hamster to be running on the wheel for the shot.
And it wasn't.
Couldn't get it to do it. So they called this whole documentary The Hamster Factor.
And, like, that was on the day when it was, like, a thing. It was, like, a ceremony to go buy a DVD. It was, like, that would affect your next week because you would spend the next week watching it and then watching all the features and then rewatching it. Anyhow, I digress. So this is the introduction.
So those two dates we've mentioned several times, we'll probably have something for one of those two dates.
That's right.
If not sooner, if not later. We'll see.
Okay.
But we're going to try to get this... somewhat regular.
Yeah.
Give you guys updates, hang out,
yeah,
chat, send us those audio files to dharmalars@gmail.net. We'll put that on the .com. Fuck. dharmalars@gmail.com.
Honestly,
it's dharmalars.net.
I don't think anyone's going to type in gmail.net. I don't think your fingers would let you.
Yeah, like, probably not.
You know, but still.
Anymore.
Thank you, and we hope to hear from you, and we hope to talk to you again. And I'm Ben, Lars de la Vista.
And I'm Ralph. I murdered you, Hawkeye. you have to see the movie.
Oh, man.
What We Do in the Shadows, starring the Flight of the Conchords guy.
Drums echoing tonight. Hello, everyone. But she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. It's Chris here. I think I used to phone in both as Johnny Ghostwatch, silly name for a silly young guy. But now I'm a silly old guy. So, I don't know why I'm playing the guitar at the same time. Just former glories in that, isn't it? Hey, look, I can fret tap fast. I'm not very good at it, but there you go. I don't have anything to say, but that doesn't stop me from wanting to just record my old voice, my glorious voice. It's a bit tired at the moment because I'm late, and I've had a real busy old time of it. People who know me will know that I've had a lot on my plate. Not just food, although I have had a lot of food on my plate as well, because I always do. I'm fat! but there you go. I heard tell there was a Dharma line happening, and so I had to get on it. I had to get on it because I love the sound of my own voice, and so do other people. They've told me. I do other podcasts where you can hear that voice, but I've taken so long editing them that I'm almost embarrassed to mention them. But hey, hit me up on the Twitters, as they say, because it's fun to pluralise singular words. Ooh, the internets, the Twitters. God, we're so hilarious. At CJJC. That's not Coles Adjuster, the California-based, I think, Hispanic charity. Although apparently they have been known as CJJC for a number of years, and I do occasionally get tweets for them, and I pass them right along to Coles Adjuster One, because I'm a nice guy. TM, not one of those internet nice guys, obviously, the kind who will kill you. As recently... Oh, God, this is really going places. Chris, shut up, play the guitar. Gonna take a lot to take me away from you. There's nothing that a 100 men or more could ever do. Thanks, obviously, for everything, and for listening to me just now. I perhaps should have written down stuff to say, but that is not my scene.
Hey Dharmalars, hey Dharmalarmy, this is Kimberly from Toronto just saying hey. Do you guys remember me? It's okay, I barely remember me. I did a little podcast called The Lost Initiative with Amy, and I think we were the last podcast of the week to break down Lost. A, because we were procrastinators, and B, it just took me forever to edit because I hated editing podcasts. I miss you guys. I was so excited when I saw Ralph's message yesterday. Pretty cryptic, though. It said, send audio within 24 hours to be on the show. And I was like, what show? What happened? What did I miss? Should I be rewatching Lost? Should I be... What's happening? Anyways, no. Just sent a message to say, shoot the shit, say hi. So, hi. How you guys been? It's been, what, 55 years since we last spoke? Feels like it. What have I been doing since Lost ended? Let's see. I actually met Amy, went to New York City, visited her. It was a very surreal moment. Like, we'd never met in person before, but it was like we'd been friends forever. Also met Andrew Razzle Dazzle on that same trip. I still talk to... Let's see. Who do I still talk to? Pretty much anybody on Instagram. And I still keep in touch with Jordan in Seattle. I've gone to a couple Seahawks games, so that was fun. What else have I been doing? Oh, I've been doing a Buffy the Vampire Slayer podcast as well as an Angel podcast. If you want to hit up Potential Cast or Redemption Cast, please give those a look. They're pretty fun. I actually do that podcast with Illyrio, with Steph, with Robin, and Gabby. Gabby's not on the show anymore. You know, life happens. So it's fun. We've actually been doing that podcast for what seems like 108 years. So we've been seriously taking our time with that intro cast slash double podcast. So yeah, it's been fun. I actually enjoy the show. I can't shit on it. Those shows are really great. I never thought I would, but I like them. That's what's been going on with me. Hopefully you guys enjoy listening to me ramble on. But if you want to keep in touch, hit me up on Instagram or for friends on Facebook. Do that. I hardly check that. But say hi. I miss you guys. Namaste. My Insta handle is at MIMS515. That's at MIMMS515. Bye.
Well, hello, Dharmalars. It's been a while. It's Illyrio. How are you? I'm well. I remember listening to your podcast ages ago for the first time and really liking it. The dynamic between Ralph and Ben. Producer Ryan being oh so giggly and wonderful, all the while steering that ship known as the Darmalars, effectively and efficiently. If it weren't for Lost and the community over at the Scott and Steve boards and learning about Kablamo and Rock Riddle and First, I wouldn't have as many friends as I do now. Thanks to your show, I have some long-lasting friendships, and I've visited quite a few people from those days. Glad you're back. Oh, so glad. Thelf. Then. Thayan.
Hey, Ralph and Ben, this is Jorge from Hawaii. Excited that you guys are back. I think you guys should mark this momentous occasion by opening up that package of Darmalars you got from the show and eating one. I'm sure they're still good, right?
Baby, they're back. Ben and Ralph are back. Talking about Lost and Baconators. Baby, they're back. The Darmalars are back.
Hey, guys. Hey, Darmalars. This is Mike in Connecticut. I remember the first time I called Darmalars, goofing off with my cousin playing with the Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard. And that must have been 10 years ago. Back then I was still in high school, and by now I've finished college. Well, I dropped out of college, but I finished it. Wow, you know, a lot changes in the past 8 years, and I'm happy that the Lars are back in our life. I hope the Lars are happy to be back too. Okay, talk to you guys later. Bye.
This is Dre calling out from LA, and I think I just messed up. So, you know, how you guys been? You know what I'm saying? Let's try this here thingamabobber here, okay? I ain't been up to too much, you know what I'm saying? Chilling, you know what I'm saying? Had a great day at church today, you know. Feeling better, you know. Can't complain. It's nice weather out there, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, got a couple of things. You know, first of all, okay, I don't know if you guys ever, you know, tried any of this jackfruit stuff, okay? Jackfruit, it's pretty good. So the other day I made, some jackfruit. I tried to make some barbecue pulled pork, and it turned into, tacos. It was tacos. It was no barbecue involved, no barbecue sauce, but it was pretty good. You know, put some cumin in there, some the seasonings, you know, onions and garlic and stuff, and yeah, made some soft shell tacos out of that. It was pretty good. So I could either do that for dinner, or I could you know, get rid of this this piece of pork shoulder that I've been marinating in there all day. You know what I mean? You know, hey. I dive in and out of veganisms, you know what I'm saying? You could do that, you know? So I can either do that jackfruit route, you know? Or just go ahead and stick to the, you know, the real pork here, you know what I'm saying? The pork shoulder. And I don't really do pork like that. Don't get it twisted. I don't want to, you know, make it seem like I'm sitting up here, you know, and, you know, with the pork every day, because I don't. You know what I'm saying? I really don't like pork, you know? But, you know, yeah. Might do that, might not. Who knows? And then Infinity Ward is out, you know. Infinity Ward. I think I'm the only person that have not seen it. I seen Black Panther. That was good. You know what I'm saying? I seen all the Marvel movies. They were good, you know. Yeah, I just went to go see this whatchacallit, you know. So no spoilers, you know, we don't do spoilers around here. No spoilers. No spoilers of books, no spoilers of movies, no spoilers of TV shows. I don't want to know, right? I don't want to know, okay? The only spoiler I got is the one in the Bible, okay? That's about it, you know. Everything else, no spoilers. No spoilers, right? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Don't even like spoilers in my music videos, all right? I don't like it. So, you know, short and sweet. Once again, this is Dre out of LA. You guys, you know what I'm saying, stay blessed, you know what I'm saying? And see you around.